This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And coming up on November 12th, the Douglas High School FFA alumni and supporters for the big fundraising dinner and auction. Carlos Ortegon in here to talk about it. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us more about Douglas FFA and how you're connected with it.
My kids go to Douglas, and we started helping them out. They're all in the FFA program, raising various animals, goats and pigs and whatnot. And, I just saw an opportunity where they could use some help in raising money for those kids and the program. And we also created scholarships for those kids. And, it's just a good opportunity. They teach a lot of good skills to them and things that are kind of not taught in society very much anymore for kids.
Now, if I recall from what I've heard in the past, Douglas had a program for a long time. It went away for a while, then it came back a few years ago, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it's a fairly new program out there again, and we're trying to get it to grow every year and doing a really good job.
So what do your kids learn out of being an FFA?
They've learned a ton. They've learned how to basically create business plans. They've shown responsibility for taking care of their animals, how to spend the money that they earn on feed and that kind of thing, how to prepare for shows. And then they also go out and they have to present their animals and go to businesses and invite businesses to come to the auctions, to the banquets, these different things. They get a lot of real one-on-one interaction.
Well, and for young people, it's kind of a opportunity to learn things that you really need to learn, but yet they're kind of getting it to do it in a way that's fun for them and learning from the animals.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're working with real-life business people and, peers. And, they're getting real-world experience at a young age, so that's good.
So any idea how many kids are in the program right now?
Oh, gosh. I think there's around 35, 40 kids in that program right now.
So when it comes to raising funds, what kinds of things are you trying to provide the money for?
We help them out with whenever there are shows. We help them with travel. We help them with food. We help them with, like, leadership retreats. And then during shows, we make sure that they have decorations. And, there's a lot that's involved there. And then also, we've created a couple of scholarships that we offer to those kids also for the kids going on to college.
And so this is stuff that is not just provided by the school district with the part of the program?
No, absolutely not. The program itself has very little money, so we help them out a lot. And I'm fairly confident without the alumni and supporters, we wouldn't be as successful as we have been able to be.
So you've got this dinner and auction on the 12th. Tell us more about what will happen that night.
Yeah, it's 5 p.m. at Backside Brewery. We've got a ton of awesome stuff that we're going to be raffling off and auctioning off. A lot of businesses around town have contributed to that, and should be a really good time.
And dinner and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Dinner's provided by Backside Brewery. The kids themselves are preparing a bunch of desserts, so we'll have a really good dessert auction. And like I said, there's a lot of really good prizes and things that you can win out there.
So if somebody wants to get tickets, how much are they and how do they get them?
Tickets are $30 a person or $275 for a table. You can get a hold of us at DouglasFFAAlumni@gmail.com. Or if it's something you want to do today, you can holler at me at the store, Umpqua Survival, and I'd be happy to get you taken care of. Today and tomorrow are the last 2 days to get signed up to come to that, so we're really looking forward to people coming.
So unlike some things in Douglas County where people tend to wait to the last minute is here even though it's about a week away because you've got to plan everything.
Yeah, we've got to give them a head count so that they know how much food to prepare. So.
Yeah. All right. Very good. So again, Douglas FFA alumni at gmail.com, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Or get a hold of you over at Umpqua Survival. Anything else you want to mention?
Well, Umpqua Survival is in Reader's Choice Award, so make sure you get on there and vote for us.
All right, very good. Shameless plug and well-deserved. Carlos, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
8:38 at the Morning Report.